Grace to you in peace. God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text the gospel lesson. Jesus told them a parable. There was a judge who was supposed to be doing his job, but he really wasn't. He was comfortable with what he got. He was comfortable with how he got paid. But he only did what he felt like it. And there was a woman who was a widow. And understand that widows had absolutely nothing. They had no status. They had no income. They had nobody to go for them. They had nobody to go to. They were largely ignored, as if they didn't even exist. But this one, she had something she wanted done, and she wasn't about to give up on it. So she appeared day and night in front of him and demanded that he do his job. Come on, judge, do your job. Do something for me about this person who's giving me all this trouble, who's sticking it to me. Do something about this person. That's your job, is to do something about this. And he kept ignoring her. And he kept ignoring her. And she kept coming back. Same question. When are you going to do something about this situation? You know it's bad. You know you can do something about it. And only you can. And I expect you to do what you're supposed to do. Finally, he gave up. And he did it. And he said, I'm not doing this because I fear God or anybody else. And I sure don't fear her. I'm doing it because she bugs me. And if I don't do it, she's going to keep on bugging me. And she's going to drive me down to the point where I'm going to go lose my mind trying to put up with her. So I'm going to give her what she wants. Not because I care. Not because I think necessarily she's just. Not because I like her, but because I'm tired of being harassed by her. And then the bottom line is, pray. Pray like everything. So the whole thing is moved toward the idea of prayer. So what's prayer? And why would he use this parable to talk about the idea of prayer? Because prayer is putting your things and your desires and your needs known to God before him day and night. In the beginning of the lesson, it says that he said this. Come on, fingers. Jesus told this parable of the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. So what is it to pray? One, who are we talking to? Well, do we have to talk to a saint? Do we have to talk to a priest? Do we have to talk to a pastor, or can we talk to God direct? Seems to me is what this says, is that we've got a direct line. We got a hotline to God. All we got to do is use it. And we can do it by what's called prayer, which if you ask any of the kids in the Sunday school, I'll bet you if you ask them what prayer is, they tell you talking to God, which is basically what we're doing. That's what we do when we do these prayers on a Sunday. But he's saying do it all the time. Make God know what you need. Make God know what you want. Make God know what troubles you. Because if you think that he knows, well, probably he does. But it does you good to ask him for what it is that you need, that you feel you have to have, that you're looking for to get through this life. And don't give up. Don't wait till you see something happen. Do it knowing something's going to happen and just continue to do it and watch and see. Maybe you won't always see what you think you're going to. And we have to understand, too, there's a thing that says basically sometimes the answer's no. And that's a tough one. That's one to chew on. How is it that I talk to God, I ask him for all this stuff, and basically he seems to come back to me and said, no, not today. But maybe what he's done in that case has made it possible for us not to experience something that we shouldn't have. Somebody said one time there's been more tears shed over answered prayers than unanswered ones. Some of the things you ask for, you might be just as well off if you didn't get. Think about some of the things that you were sure you wanted And you told God you wanted them, and you really expected him to do something, and he did it. And then you look back, and you wonder, maybe I'd have been just as well off without it. So maybe the answer, no, isn't I don't care. Maybe the answer is, I know what's going to happen in the future. I know what your future is. My belief is that we're in time, like it's a circle. God's outside time. He doesn't understand time the way we do. He can insert himself into time and do things and then pull back out. So he knows what's going to happen to us. He's seen all this stuff before. He knows what's going to happen before it happens. He knows what's going to happen to us. And he waits for us to ask. He says, look, it, here it is. Make the list. Ask me. Ask me what I can do for you in the situation you're in. He said, pray. Do not lose heart. Continue to pray, like the woman and the judge. She didn't give up. She just kept at him and kept at him and kept at him because she knew she might be able to wear him down and get something. And she knew she had nothing to do. She had nothing to lose. If she kept at him and he did something, she got what she wanted. If she kept at him and he didn't do anything, she was no worse off. Pray and not lose heart. So let us pray to God that he would do for us what we need done, that he would forgive us our sins, that he would give us hope and peace, and that he would give us time to do the things we need to do with the people we need to do it with. Pray, praise, as Luther said, and give thanks. But primarily, pray. Let God know what you want. Let him know what you need. And ask him for the help that only he can give, because nobody can do what he can do. But he needs to know what it is we need. Amen.